The scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 100. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before him with shouts of joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his own pasture. Enter his gates with thanks. Enter his courtyards with praise. Thank him, bless his name, because the Lord is good, his loyal love lasts forever, his faithfulness lasts generation after generation. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
In the spirit of full disclosure, I need to tell you that I'm the most obnoxious grandmother on the planet, and I make no apologies for it. I waited a very long time to have a grandchild, and my little Lily McKenna is practically perfect in every way. I love everything about being Lily's granny. I love watching her. I love spending time with her. I love spoiling her. I love buying things for her, lots and lots of things for her. My most favorite thing, I think, to do with Lily is to get her hyped up on sugar and then turn her back over to her father, our oldest son, Matthew, in retribution for that year he was 16. So it's wonderful being Lily's granny. But in all seriousness, I think the thing I love the most about it is what Lily teaches me about life. Lily is like most small children that age. They just are completely open to the possibilities of life. They are all in with life, and life is such a joy for them. And because of what little children can teach us, I'm in the midst of this sermon series called Less Play, because I believe God created us in our hearts as little children, and sometimes we forget that childlike heart. I believe that the simple faith of children and their willingness to be open to the possibilities has much to teach us. Today's lesson is on celebration. That comes as no surprise to you after you heard that beautiful psalm read this morning. Psalm 100 is one of the most beautiful psalms of all. If you don't read the psalms much, I would encourage you to begin to do so. In my opinion, the psalms are the most honest representation of the relationship between God and humanity in the entire scriptural record. Every emotion is in the psalms. Joy, sorrow, anger, despair. But the one we hear today is a psalm full of joy, a psalm of celebration. What are we celebrating in this psalm? We are celebrating that God is good. We are celebrating that we are the sheep of his pasture. We are celebrating that we belong to God and God belongs to us. And most of all, we are celebrating that his love lasts forever. His faithfulness endures for generations. But there's one more very important thing we need to hear in our reading today. Serve the Lord with celebration. We think of all the ways that we can serve God, but sometimes we do not remember that celebrating God is one of the ways that we can serve him. Now, it comes as no surprise to any of you that we live in an increasingly broken world. I mean, I only have to say three words to you: Orlando, Dallas, Nice. More and more violence, more and more pain, more and more suffering. How do we celebrate in a world like that? But what about our own lives that are also broken? Most of us here have burdens that we carry. There are times when we lose hope, times when we feel despair. How do we celebrate in those times as well? We go back to our psalm that tells us of the very nature of God. We can celebrate even in the worst of times because God created the heavens and the earth and us and called it good. We can celebrate because God never gave up on us, even when we broke covenant after covenant after covenant. We can celebrate God in the worst of times because God was willing to give up heaven and become one of us to save us. We can celebrate God because even in the worst of times, we have the promise of God's power and God's presence to sustain us. There is much to celebrate. But serving God by celebrating is something more as well. It is also an act of revolution. One of my favorite writers, Anne Lamott, put a long posting on Facebook yesterday in response to the latest massacre in France. And she said that the world had always been broken, but the people of God need to remember that grace always bats last and that love rules this world because God rules this world. And that is our job. That is how we serve God through celebration. We proclaim hope when the world looks hopeless. We proclaim peace when there is none to be seen. We proclaim promise when the world looks broken beyond repair. That is how the people of God celebrate. But sometimes it is difficult to remember how to celebrate in the hard times, and that brings us back to my grandgirl, Lily. Lily and her dad, our son Matt, came down last weekend. Now, normally I like to buy two or three surprises for Lily when she's coming to stay with me, but it had been a very busy week and I didn't have time. So on the way home that afternoon, I ran by the dollar store and I bought her the cheapest, chintziest, cheesy gift you can imagine. It was a little plastic bowling set. It had two little plastic bowling balls and some bowling pins, and the only thing that made it cute was some of the bowling pins had the characters from Finding Nemo put on it. It was really a terrible gift, but you know what? Lily loved it. You would have thought I had bought her a new car. I mean, she just thought it was the grandest gift in the world. She immediately started setting the pins up and bowling in every room of my house. She absolutely loved it. And the funniest part was Lily's not very good at bowling. She's not very coordinated. She hardly ever knocked a pin down. But it didn't matter to her. The moment she would roll the ball, she would throw her arms up in the air and she would yell, "Yay me!" She even celebrated when she missed. And I believe that's the lesson that little children have to teach us this morning. Sometimes it's hard to remember to celebrate in the midst of what's going on in this world and in the midst of what is going on in our lives. But Lily reminds us that celebrating and gratitude are first cousins, and that we have to be grateful to what God is doing in this world. Now, you can't really have an attitude of gratitude. That doesn't work. It's like everything else in our lives. We have to practice gratitude. And that is what I want to encourage all of us to do this week as we celebrate the grace and the goodness of God. I want you to practice gratitude and look for the places in your life where God is breaking in. Because God is always there in places both big and small. Here's just a few examples. I always get to church really, really early on Sunday morning. That's kind of part of my preparation. A couple of Sundays ago, I looked out my office window. It was 6:40 in the morning, and there was a car parked out by our labyrinth, and there was a man walking the labyrinth, and I didn't recognize him. I don't think he goes to this church. And I thought to myself, my goodness, how powerful that someone loves God enough, needs to spend time with God so much that they are willing to get up and get dressed and drive to a church at 6:40 in the morning, on a morning when they could sleep late. What a celebration of that relationship with God. Or maybe we should look at Children's Moment last week at 8:30. We have a little boy in there, 3-year-old Liam, blonde hair, those little fat cheeks you love to pinch. Liam is so excited because his mom has just started letting him go to Kids Moment. And he is so excited. He is so jazzed by that opportunity that when they call for Children's Moment, you've got to get out of his way because he runs as hard as he can run straight for the steps. He almost knocked me down one day. He is just so excited. He usually sits on my lap, and I got to tell you, the whole time he's just like vibrating. He's so excited. He's so thrilled that he's there. And if the leader asks a question, Liam puts his hand up to answer it, whether he knows the answer or not, because he wants to be a part of what's going on. You see, Liam, in that very childlike way, understands this is a cause for celebration. Because he's with his church family, he's with the other children, and God is with all of them. So powerful to see that. We've also seen that celebration in unusual places. We've had 3 funerals in 10 days here. That's a lot of sadness. It's a lot of grief. It's a lot of sorrow for all those families who lost loved ones. Yet, every single time, there was celebration because they were claiming the promises of God for the one that they had loved and lost, that their loved one was well and whole and healed and with God and waiting for them there. There are places to celebrate everywhere in our life if we will only pay attention. And they don't always happen inside the church. I remember last fall, I was driving down 119. I was going home for lunch. And I went around the curve and all 4 lanes of traffic were completely stopped. And I thought, good grief, are the trains not enough here? Now what is going on? Is it an accident? It is a police emergency? Why are all 4 lanes of traffic stopped? And then I looked and there were 3 very fat, sassy geese taking their own sweet time crossing 119 across all 4 lanes of traffic. But here's the interesting thing. Not a single person honked their horn. And when traffic started again, every car I passed, the person in it was smiling because they had seen something to celebrate in the midst of life. And that is what I'm asking all of us to do this week. I'm going to actually give you a little bit of homework. I want you to think in the days to follow, to pay attention to those people and those places and those experiences where God shows up. Take a moment. Take a breath. Don't rush through them. And remember that to serve God is to celebrate God. And when you get to one of those places, here's what I want you to do, even if someone is watching. I want you to channel my grand girl, Lily, and I want you to throw your arms in the air and say, "Yay, God," because there is much to celebrate with a God whose love will never fail. May we pray. Gracious and loving God, it is a joy to love you. It is a joy to serve you, and it is a joy to celebrate what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do in all our lives. We are so grateful for that joy, O Lord. Amen.